Welcome to season two of The Critical Fools. My name is Taylor Steck, and I love pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Now here is the rest of the party.
I'm Kaylee. I'm your DM this season. I'm excited to be here.
All right. I'm Stefan. I'm just another player. I'll introduce my character in time. I'm just here to vibe.
I'm Emma, and I'm dead inside.
They call me Josh.
Nothing else.
We love it.
But how do the rest of you feel about pina coladas?
I've never had one.
I'm okay.
They're pretty good.
They're all right.
I enjoy them in the rain.
All right, we can get into episode one now. Maybe I should do like a... As you should know, I hope The Critical Fools is a D&D actual play podcast for the common man where we will screw up the rules, our character voices, and many other things. We appreciate you watching. We appreciate you listening. And watching us on YouTube. Kaylee, you want to take us into the new world?
Heck yeah, I do. So are we just starting right out, or what are you guys...
We can introduce our characters quick.
Characters, and then...
Oh, yeah.
World. That would be good, yeah.
Name, race, class?
Yeah. And then just like a snippet of your backstory, not a monologue, Josh.
Ouch.
Oof.
Burn.
Got him.
Monologues are for DMs doing the big bad ending.
I can just go. Let's start with Taylor. Yeah.
Again, I'm Taylor. I'm playing Preston Digitation, an Urchinasi cleric. My goddess is the Raven Queen. My mom was a tiefling and my dad was an earth elemental. And I'm just a really cool guy.
Nice.
This won't be my voice, obviously, but my guy's name is Zaramir Sarfang. He is a half-orc rogue who was abandoned at a young age, and I'll, you know, give you the rest once, you know, it's due time.
I'm playing Marilee Stagwolf and Eladrin variant, who's a rogue with a noble background.
All right, and looks like it's last to you, Josh.
I'm playing Ilfina, a wood elf ranger slash monk of also a noble background. Parents are king and queen of this wood elf clan, and somewhere in the woods. I'll just leave it at that for now.
Okay,
you see it killing him.
I can see him going like, I got more to tell.
I have 8 pages of background, he says.
I've already written a whole book series.
There's an
the
8
New York best-selling author.
You guys know the Aragorn books? Actually, Josh wrote those. Just kidding. Sorry.
Is the Pulitzer Prize for the book things? Is that Pulitzer Prize? I think.
Ilfina is married. And her husband is Johnson Longfellow.
That's important. Yeah. All right. Let's get started right off the bat. I need a strength check.
What?
Right off the bat.
We all have
our names.
Oh, dude! I got a nat 20. Ooh.
Wait, oh wait, it's a strength check. Now let's say it.
Great.
Let me re-roll that. Oh, dang it.
That's gonna be 1-8.
Okay. So unless Josh gets higher than a 20.
Oh, I got a 1.
Okay.
Varying size of the special.
So coming right into it, all of you are asleep. You're all blacked out. And so the strength check was, Steph, you're starting to wake up a little bit. And what you're waking up to is whispers. And like you're just barely making things out. And just as you start to open your eyes, you hear, no, he's waking up. And then immediately you feel a pinch in your neck and you are back asleep.
Oh, no. It's a sex game.
Well, you know,
what did
guys,
you do?
I don't know. I just rolled a 1.
Okay.
An undetermined amount of time passes and you all wake up. You are tied to chairs and that's all you know. You can't see anything. It is so very dark where you are.
Okay.
But you can kind of hear the breathing of other people.
Can I try to use a dagger?
Josh, you're still asleep.
Asleep.
Roll the nat 1. You're still asleep, dog.
He's just in a coma now.
Can I see in the
best
dark?
Sleep of my life.
If I'm awake, none of you remember how you got here, or like, you know who you are and you know like what's happened in your life, but the past few days, to what you can discern, you have no idea what's happened, or where you are, or who these other people are. You just know there are other people, and you can hear them breathing, and all Josh knows is that Josh is asleep.
Can I in any way reach a dagger?
Where's the dagger located?
It should be like on my belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Would you like to try? I've
like stashed away, you know, so if they do find it, it's like the one that they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Are you going to try to do that stealthily?
Yeah.
Roll me a stealth check.
Would it be stealth or sleight of hand? I don't know. I'm worried. Okay.
I would call that, yeah, I'm going to, yeah, give me a sleight of hand check.
Okay. Okay, it's on the floor now. Where'd it go?
Okay.
That's a 13 plus 5 is 18.
All right, yeah, you grabbed your dagger.
Hey, can I, like, kind of, like stealthily, like, cut the rope? Or whatever.
I would need a stealth check for that. Yeah. Does anybody else want to do anything while he's trying to do stealthy things?
I want to wake up.
I lost my cantrips. I don't know where they are in this app.
7 plus 8 is 15. I got a 15, by the way.
You're not going to do that stealthily. Like, they're going to hear it, and then you're going to hear, oh, most of them are awake. And Josh, you'll wake up at this point. Yulfina's awake now. But, like, she's now, like, super groggy and out of the loop. More so than everybody else. And you see this big, staggering man standing, like, at the foot of the table. But you can, like, barely see because it almost seems like it's in a cave. But it's like a boardroom. No, your eyes are open.
I thought we were, like, blind. Okay, never mind.
No, you can barely see because it's in a dark, like, cavern.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there's,
and
there's,
he looks at all of you. Huh?
There's a guy looking at. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. No, you're good. He looks at all of you. Like, he takes the time to look each of you in the eyes, and he says, I bet you're all wondering why you're here.
What excellent insight you must have.
My name is Koganoth. And so what you're seeing in front of you is he is also a half orc, but he's wearing like this big old suit, but like it just like barely fits him. So you could tell it was like a last minute. He just had to like find a suit that would fit him. That's an important description. We hear that you all have certain sets of skills that we've wanted to acquire for quite some time.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say, so this is like the world's shittiest job interview then.
Well, no, we already know what your skills are. You can't lie to us here. We know everything about each and every one of you.
You sure you know something about me?
We're sure we know.
Kind of hard to figure out, but I won't question it right now.
Why don't you get to know each other?
I'm so comfortable in my tied up chair. What about the rest of you?
I've been in worse.
This is
been more comfortable.
This is for safety reasons. I'm sure you understand.
A lot in the last few minutes, no.
He kind of like, he rolls his eyes and he's like, fine. And he comes around and he uses his dagger to cut all of you guys loose. And in doing so, he also takes Stefan's dagger. Because he noticed it because it was in your hand.
Thank you. I'm allergic to synthetic ropes. I can only really use hempen.
I want to get that back by the end of this, huh?
Maybe. I know you have plenty back at your home.
I guess you're right. But I'd like that one in particular. So if I'll get that back at the end, yeah?
Anyways.
Okay, well.
You'll be spending quite a bit of time with the people around this table. For the next couple of months.
Did any of you consent to this? Because I'm sure I didn't.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to agree with you there, but
we've been watching all of you for quite some time now.
I think you are missing that consent portion of the question, but anyway,
that's not important.
Strangers. Anyway, strangers, whom apparently I am now connected with for the next several months. My name is Preston Digitation. And I am a servant of Her Lady the Raven Queen. And you?
I go by Varamir Sarfang. That's all I'm gonna get. You've probably seen my bounty posters around.
Bold of you to assume I can read. Just kidding. That's a little humor. Since we're in sort of a tough spot here. What about the rest of you?
Looking at the people that... Well, the one that just released us. Did my father okay this?
No.
Then you let us go.
I don't think I will be letting you go, Daddy's boy, Daddy's girl. What about you, Miralise?
Oh, who, me? That's yes, Lady Miralise to you, or Lady Stagwolf, Lady Stagwolf.
Miralise. There is a problem.
Yeah. We've been kidnapped.
you all know our king fairly well, yes? Yes,
Which king do you refer to?
What did I name him? God damn it.
Oh, I thought she said Arcane. I'm like, I've been known to cast Cure Wounds before.
Cure Wounds!
Sorry, king!
No! King Valenheim? Your king. You all serve the same king.
Really?
He is in danger.
Yes.
He is in danger. And you are the task force that I've collected to be at his command. You're like a secret service.
Just out of what race is this king?
Does that change your opinion?
will it change your opinion?
It'll change my answer, depending on what it is.
Oh.
Okay. He is...
What are you the least racist against?
Because if it's not Wood Elf, then it's not my dad.
As long as it's not Daddy.
Then it's not the king.
Well, that stinks, because he for sure is not a Wood Elf.
And he is not my king.
Oh!
Rats, tiny details I'm noticing I forgot.
No, you're good.
None of you have met him in person, so none of you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like I ever wanted to meet him.
So
That is fair. If Varamir were to meet him, Varamir would be...
I'd probably be dead, guys.
Yeah.
Can I ask your position to have assembled this task force?
My position?
Yeah, yes. Like, your title?
I don't believe I'll be giving you that.
Okay, so random stranger recruits group for the king on no assumed authority?
Okay. This I can give you. I have enough authority that I have cleared all crimes that any of you have committed.
Well, then I'll walk away free, man. I might as well leave.
I'm no criminal.
I'm not even of this kingdom.
She's a foreign exchange student. Okay, sorry. Let's do more story things.
For any of you that do have crimes, they've been cleared.
Are you sure?
For all of you in general, you will be receiving a lump sum weekly for serving this task force. And as for title, I cannot give you my official title, for it is classified, seeing as none of you have accepted your positions yet. But what I can give you...
Disguise the king?
No, I hear the king's much taller and more handsome.
He kind of like looks side to side and he's like, that hurt my feelings.
I'll put my hand on Miralisha's shoulder and say, it is not of most importance to judge a book by its cover, but on
the only way to choose books.
Okay. You know, I'll go ahead and accept this. I think there's a lot of work that could be done in this group. And I'm sure the Raven Queen would be all over this whole deal. So, I suppose I'm in.
I see the hesitation in the group, and I do understand, but I cannot tell you any more about your circumstances until I get an answer, an accept or decline.
Well, if there's money, I'm in, so you got my vote.
I'll join, it sounds fun.
Yelfina, your father knows where you are.
Does my husband as well?
Yes.
In that case, I'll be in.
All right. There has been a series of threats to the kingdom, against the king in particular, but into high-ranking officials such as myself and the king's family and such. Sorry, I had a brain fart. I was going to say vice president. That doesn't exist. various death threats and even entrances to the palace. So what we will need this task force to do is go out and investigate the threats. And each of you has a variant set of skills that would help protect our kingdom.
May I ask what kingdom this is?
You may ask. Right, you are not from this kingdom. I apologize.
I ask to make sure that we have no ill feelings towards this kingdom in particular.
Don't be racist then.
I'm a wood elf. What do you think?
Well, it could be worse. You could be a high elf.
Oh, that would be...
He'd be a little snotty. This is the kingdom of Valenhearth, Yelfina. It is a combined kingdom. Races live in harmony. And this is one of the only kingdoms in this realm to live such a way, which is why they are hated by outsiders, which is why King Valenheim himself is, disliked, I guess you could say.
When you think about it, we all live in the kingdom of the Raven Queen.
I don't know what you're going on about this Raven Queen hubbub, but I don't really want a part of it.
Your time.
I highly doubt that.
You will all grow to tolerate each other, despite your differences.
I'm a delight, so shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, you're quite a daisy there.
Does anybody else have any questions before I take you to get fitted for your position?
Oh, do we get to know you, your deal now that we said yes?
I don't want to know what your correct whole situation is.
My whole situation.
Yeah, like, what's your sign? Your name? Title? Did you tell us your name?
I did.
Are you flirting?
Korganoff.
Yes, Korganoff.
I am a half-orc. When I started in this country, I worked in the accounting, and now I run the entirety of the army.
Oh, you're like a general.
I'm similar to a general, but I, on top of running that as my public image, I run a secret task force, which is what you guys are a part of. There are other packs, I suppose, yes, of said task forces, but this is the most elite.
All right, let's go get fitted or whatever then.
Does anybody else have any more questions about my life? My star sign? My family?
I did ask about your star sign. I'm a Virgo.
I am also a Virgo.
And I'm not about this bullshit, so let's get a move on.
Why is she rolling?
I was rolling to see if I was going to smack the shit out of Steph.
I'm not to be you guys, huh? I'm just rolling and you're just like, why is she rolling?
There you go.
Here we go. Okay.
But he decided against it. That's what's happening. If you would like to just follow me. And he takes you down this like dark corridor. There's like a torch every 15 steps. So like right as you reach the edge of darkness, there's another torch. And you walk into this room and you can like, you can breathe that the air is like a little heavier. So like you're going deeper underground. It's musty AF. There's plenty of armor and weaponry in here. Have a look around. Take what you would need. Oh, and remember, yes. There are eyes everywhere.
Gross.
You must sign out the equipment.
Okay. Now,
we don't have to pay for any of this, right?
No, this is provided by the apartment. I do need an inventory of what you take, though.
Well, then I'm all for it. Okay.
What's here?
You have a limit of two weapons, armor, and four potions.
Better than nothing at all.
Oh. Four potions? That's like an ass ton of potions.
They're not good potions.
They don't need...
A metric ass ton of potions!
What if we already have, like, weapons on our person?
Then you don't need to take weapons.
I guess what kind of weapon... Do I have any, like, special weapons?
Are you talking about, like, the shop that Taylor had?
Yeah, is there anything
special? This is, like... Right. Sorry. No, so this
like
is
bare
like...
ass armory.
Yeah, it's like if you don't have anything on you, this'll do.
Okay.
That'll do, donkey.
That'll do.
Are there health potions?
Yeah, that's pretty much all there is.
I'm gonna take four health potions.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna take four.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
Elfina will also take four health potions.
Wait, are there?
All right.
This is weird. Are there mana potions actually where we could regain spell slots with them? That's not something that people like talk about.
Is that what mana is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there are mana potions.
I'll take four mana potions.
Oh my god. So you just want to go all out, huh?
Well, I've got like cure wounds and stuff, so I can just get spell slots back. Why not just use the potions, you know?
That's true. What was I going to ask? I can't remember. I'm trying to find my...
Alrighty, while you guys are doing that, he receives a phone call. On his, you know, phone. There are phones in this universe.
Are they just regular potion of healing?
Yeah. And he walks out briskly to go answer the phone. It's like a wall phone.
Oh, lame. Do I have a smartphone?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Are they just going to be like, are they also just like the common health potions?
Yeah, they're all just basic health.
So yeah, the 2d4 plus 4 or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty, he's re-entering and he's like, so, are we all comfortable? Do we all have everything we need?
I think so.
We find comfortable.
Does everybody have any sort of armor they may need?
I will take a look at what you have.
Okay. We have basic chainmail, and that's it.
Cool.
Is chainmail better than leather?
For sure. Okay, if you can wear chain.
That's heavy. I don't think I can.
Do you have...
No, I can't.
Oh, shit. We do have leather armor in the back. Let me go get it. It just hasn't been cleaned since the last time it was used.
Since the last time someone died in it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You're handed this leather armor that, like, it fits you perfectly. But there's for sure a knife hole right in the middle of the stomach. And you see like brownish, reddish stains all over it.
I'll stick with the armor I have on.
Okay. Would anyone else like to try it?
I'll pass.
I'm all dressed, but thanks.
All right. And he puts it back.
Also, so, real question. Emma, how many health points do you have this time? Because I know you had the low health points last time.
12.
Oh, no.
Is that low?
That's low for level 5.
Why? Oh, we're supposed to be level 5?
Yes.
Yeah. That dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was
that.
Like, yeah, I'm a rogue.
How
so
do I...
I'm going to have 38 health. That's not crazy for level 5.
This on here.
What I'm are you doing with go...
Oh, I was trying to see how to level up on the app, but I don't know how. So I'm just going to go to the website. And I'm going to try to figure that out really quick.
Found the mana potion, like, deal on the internet.
Oh, okay.
It's like I choose a spell slot to regain between 1 and 5th. And then if I roll a d6, and if I roll lower than the recovered level, I take 3d6 psychic damage. So that's going to suck my nuts. So probably never taking more than a first level spell, which is fine, because Cure Wounds is that. So.
Yeah.
All right, am I to assume that we're, you know, you're as ready as you're going to be?
Yep.
Let's hope.
Yes.
All right. Miralise, Lady Stagwolf.
See,
okay, there we go. I have 48 hit points.
That's much better.
There you go, yeah. That for sure, better.
I'm not going to die right away.
Okay, so with that, we will be exiting. And he walks to the wall, and he, like, knocks around for a minute. And then he opens a panel where he pushes a button, and the equivalent of, like, a medieval elevator opens.
Don't mind if I do, and Preston saunters into the elevator.
Okay, I'll follow.
Yeah, I'll just kind of, I guess, I don't know, fucking walk. I don't know.
Yelfina, are you going to get in the elevator?
Yes.
This is such a different character. I love it. He gets in with you, and he puts in his key, and he turns it, and you go up to the top floor, i.e., outside.
Ooh. Oh.
And it opens, and the sun hurts all of your eyes for a minute, but you know, then you realize you're on the side of a mountain.
Preston pulls out some shades and puts them on.
Cool guy, Preston. Here with the wind.
As soon as we're in the light, you guys see Preston has obsidian skin that, like, glistens in the starlight. Not the star. What is that called? The sun. In the sunlight. And but, like, on patches all over his body and face, it is mud and stone. Like, there are Earth Genasi who that's just what their skin looks like. But Preston, it's like he's got vitiligo in patches of stone and so mud over this obsidian.
So a dirty Twilight vampire.
No. An Earth Genasi man suffering from vitiligo, thank you.
Doesn't sparkle? I thought you said he sparkles.
Yeah, we except live. For those splotches.
Yeah.
We live for it.
Okay. That's it. So
he points to the edge of the horizon where you can, like, barely see the castle. He says, "You will meet there for your next assignment, for your first assignment."
So you couldn't have, like, kidnapped us to there so we wouldn't have to, like, walk so far, or?
No.
All right, great. So,
And he says it's about a 4 days travel to the north.
Oh, my God.
Living there?
I guess right when he says that, I'm going to go, little early, right? And I'm just going to take a swig of my flask and put it away.
And you've noticed that in your flask is now water.
God damn it.
Do we at least get horses?
Anyways.
All right.
Start walking, I guess, if that's what we're doing.
Best of luck to you, and I will perhaps see you again in the near future. And he gets back in the elevator and he disappears.
Piece of shit. I mean, let's just keep going.
Cool. So, what are your guys' deals then, huh? Like, none of you signed up for this thing, right? This is all a kidnapping adventure?
Before this, I was wanted, and now I'm not. So I'm just kind of living it free. I've killed a lot of people. So I just kind of want to get this done and go.
Okay.
Before this whole scenario, I was preparing to take over the kingdom from my parents.
Okay, so a quick aside, I don't really have a backstory, so I'm just going to claim amnesia.
Oh, no!
They dosed Miralise a little too hard. She can't remember anything.
I don't remember shit!
Just let it all come back to you in one episode.
Let's go down this mountain, I guess, huh?
Might as well.
So you're all going to climb down the mountain then?
For sure, man.
Or there's like,
okay.
Are we at the base or are we at like the
Yeah, you're like, you're maybe 20 feet up the mountain.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not, you're not like at the tippy top of the mountain.
Are we like,
but you know, you're high enough to where if you jumped off, you'd sustain quite a bit of damage.
Noted.
All right.
Well, Josh can't throw people down stuff anymore, so.
Right. Well, I mean, she can if she wants.
She can't. Her strength isn't as good as.
It'd take a little bit of work. It'd be like me throwing away the magazine boxes at work.
So yeah, let's just climb down the mountain.
Are we climbing up or down?
Down, right?
Down. We're descending down the mountain.
You'll need to descend down the mountain.
Dang.
Would you like us to do any checks for that, ma'am?
Let's just roll down the mountain.
Let's just throw ourselves down.
If you're just going to throw yourselves or roll down the mountain, I'll need some checks.
I'll walk down.
I am going to skillfully roll down the mountain.
Are you really?
Yes.
God, okay.
Listen, I'm a man that lives on the edge. I don't take shit lightly.
What even fucking check would that be?
Maybe dexterity. Please let it be dexterity.
Constitution, if you think he might sustain a lot of injuries and you want to see if he'll die.
Yeah. Give me a
shit. Check. Okay. Daily, God damn it. Okay. We're okay. With my proficiency, that'll be an 18.
Okay, hey, you don't die. You are gonna break your big toe.
Ah.
Oh, your balance, tier four, is gonna be shit. You're not gonna be able to balance worth a fucking shit.
Give him disadvantage on his dexterity check for the next.
No.
No, you don't have to do that. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
No, that was for sure gonna be noted.
No. I wanted to see how far I could take it, and this is not good.
How are everybody else getting down there?
By the way, when I get to the end of the mountain, when I get to the bottom,
then you're fine. All you don't good. Have to walk.
Yeah, I'm gonna go all good, and then instantly, right when I stand out, I'm just gonna fall over face first.
That's fun.
Like Emma, Miralise, how are you getting down the mountain?
I am walking.
All right, you'll be fine. Yulfina?
I'll walk as well.
All right, so just y'all in here.
Y'all a bunch of ninnies.
So yeah, you can lay on the ground for probably 10 minutes thinking about how much your toe hurts.
I'm gonna roll on my back and just take a swig of my flask, realizing it's not water that's getting sad.
A swig of your water, but again,
like, I'll just take it and I'll just like dump it out and lay there all angry.
All right, you all make it to the base of the mountain fine, except for Yaramir with his broken toe. And from here, there are horses.
Yes.
There are three horses.
I probably should have walked.
There are four of you and three horses. Because a fun fact about your new boss, he's actually low-key sexist. So he assumed that the women could ride with the men steering.
Oh.
That's still one bonus horse.
Yeah.
Bonus horse!
I'm not letting
You're right.
I'm not letting
One of them is his. He does have to leave.
So we should just take all three horses.
Yes, take all three.
Okay.
Yes, let's just take all three horses.
I'm riding my own
horse. He did kidnap us.
Okay, that's fair.
Yarmir, would you like a horse or would you like to walk?
I'm planning to get on a horse. I don't know about you.
Okay, well, I can just walk along.
Well, okay, I mean...
You can ride my horse.
Lady Stack, Wolf, are you willing to share a horse?
Yes, I'm willing to share.
I will hop on. Would you like to take the helm?
You're driving.
You're driving.
I will drive the horse.
All right, you're going to... There's two paths ahead of you. One goes to the left, one goes to the right.
Let's go the right.
Okay. We're going to be fast friends, I think, I say to Lady Stagwolf sitting on the back of this horse.
You can call me Marilise.
Oh.
You head to the right. And it's all just open fields for now. And you probably ride for about half an hour. And you realize it's quickly getting very dark.
Man, this would be a lot easier if I had a drink, but
not noticing since I'm a little. Delphina has dark vision.
Oh,
you would still notice that it's visibly getting darker out. You just can see a little better in the dark.
I don't see the nighttime,
guys. I can't even even see the sun setting. Oh, hashtag.
I also have dark vision, so I guess that helps.
Oh, yeah. Same. So Yarmir also doesn't notice the sunset anyways.
Sure notice.
You see?
No. Can we take this fact? Preston, do you still have your, sunglasses on?
I'll slide them up as it gets dark. And then
you're just like...
face like, oh, my.
You're just like, my future's so bright, so I have to wear shades. And everyone's like...
You see like a big clearing up ahead, kind of like to your the path forks off again left and right. On the left there's a forest, like you would go into the forest, and the if you take the right path it's still open field, but there's a cave off to the side.
If that's not a trap, I don't know what is. So which way do you guys want to go?
I don't know, the cave's looking a little promising to me.
But maybe we'll find some gems and we can pawn them.
Might as well. It doesn't hurt to go check.
What do you think, ladies?
I'm down.
I'll go.
Let's go into a cave. I love
how soft Josh is.
Let me. I'm just like.
ASMR with the critical fools. Now I'm going to chew some ice into the microphone. Here's what
I see. I swear, no!
Do it!
Nice.
This
is what I come here to do.
This is why I listen to the Critical Fool. At the entrance of the cave, you do see four sleeping rolls already set up, and like a mini fire pit in the middle.
Can I look around for like a note that says like, here, kidnappies, this one's for you.
And you will find a chest in the back of the, it's a fairly like shallow cave. There is a chest with a note on top that says, a good place to rest, I suppose, signed Korganoff.
Oh.
Okay, which that's is your probably not kidnapper. A mimic.
Can I stab the chest to make sure?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And?
Fuck. I hope this thing has a low AC. 8.
You've cracked your blade, my dude.
Ah, fuck! Good thing I have like 3 others.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if you use the key that's tied to it and open it, you see it literally just has supplies in it. So food and drink.
Listen, guys, I'm a smart guy, but I really am just so fucking bored.
I'll walk up behind him and I'll pat him on the shoulder and be like, maybe we can get that fixed wherever we're going. And I'll grab the key and unlock the chest and go, ooh, top ramen.
It's full of like fruits and water. And there's a flask with Varamir's name on it.
I instantly grab it and I'm just like.
At the bottom, there's just massive dildos at the bottom.
Oh my god. I'm just gonna like when it comes
in. And if you look at the top of the chest, there's something carved into it. And if you look closely, it reads Taylor's Homebrew.
Yeah!
Whoa! Self-plug.
Crazy.
Wow, the craftsmanship.
Taylor's Homebrew does not, in fact, make giant chests.
Small ones.
She does make excellent dice boxes and some
it's pretty... It's a normal dice chest where it's a small world.
Yeah, it's a small chest. And she also sells some really cool dice. I got... Yeah.
Follow me on TikTok.
No, they can't see.
Follow me on TikTok at TayCray98.
I think she also... Taylor, do you have a Twitter? Do you also have a Twitter for that?
At TA Homebrew.
Yeah, there you go.
And Instagram.
She also has an Instagram at
Facebook.
Alrighty, and
so nice of you.
Does anyone want to do anything before they lay down and go to sleep for the night?
So, like, the thing about me is that I get serious when it comes to a drink, so I'm just going to fucking snatch it and run. That's all I need.
That's very serious.
Snatch it and run as in, like...
I'm just going to, like, snatch it and run out of the cave so no one else can get it.
I'll go ahead and sit down on one of the bed rolls and pat it and go, oh, well, I've slept on worse, and then start flipping through my prayer book or whatever.
I'm going to... So what's in this flask exactly? I'm going to take a swig.
Bailey's.
Well, I mean, they know everything. Beans. They know everything about you, so it's your favorite liquor.
So I'm just going to chug it and then pass out.
Okay, make sure you do it on your bedroll, please. If you do it outside, you might
That's die. What I'm doing. Yeah. I'm just chugging out my bedroll and then instantly rolling over and passing out.
Gold pieces.
Are the rest of you going to lay down in your bedroom?
Yes.
Yes.
All righty. And that ends this week's episode. What'll happen next? What are they going to encounter on their way to the castle?
I'll die of alcohol poisoning.
Guess you'll find out on next week's episode. Or next month. Next week's.
Whatever week.
We could go like I don't know, like thanks for watching and be like, I'm Taylor, I'm Josh, I'm Emma, I'm Stefan, I'm Kaylee.
Oh, Taylor, you're all of them?
To the critical fools.
Whoa, yeah. Taylor's everybody.
Taylor's everyone, just doing different voices.
We can should we do that then?
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, I'm Taylor.
I'm Josh.
I'm Emma.
I'm Stefan.
And I'm Kaylee. Thanks for listening in this week, folks.
Thank you for checking out The Critical Fools. New campaign episodes go up every Saturday morning on YouTube and your favorite podcast services. Don't forget to follow us on social media to stay up on what we're doing outside the show.